Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. State parole agents misclassified sex offender Philip Garrido as a low-level concern, then failed to keep a close eye on him during the 10 years they supervised him. After a two-month investigation, Inspector General David Shaw yesterday rebuked agents who failed to notice J.C. Dugard and her two daughters living in Garrido's backyard in Antioch. Garrido is accused of kidnapping Dugard when she was 11 years old and fathering those two girls. The state prison's chief acknowledged, quote, serious errors, and noted new rules that take effect in January will allow the state to reduce supervision on lower-risk parolees to give agents more time to supervise serious offenders. The sweeping package of water bills on the governor's desk may not come to much unless voters next November approve the money measure at the heart of the package, an $11 billion infrastructure bond.
You will see Democrats and Republicans traveling up and down the state to have town hall meetings, to talk about this issue, and to educate the people of California why this is the most important thing.
Governor Schwarzenegger is expected to sign the bills Monday. The legislation also provides for new dams, reservoirs, and canals, a new conservation program, environmental protections for the Delta, and groundwater monitoring. The U.S. EPA is proposing new labeling guidelines for chemicals to help limit pesticide drift. The agency also said yesterday it will consider a petition from farm worker and public health advocates asking for a ban on pesticide spraying near schools, hospitals, and childcare centers. Part of the evidence in the petition comes from rural residents monitoring the air in their own neighborhoods. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca brings us that story in the second of our series on pesticide drift.
10-year-old Nancy Lada and her younger brother wait for the school bus each morning in front of their house in the town of Carruthers, south of Fresno. Like many kids on their route, the bus stop is a patch of dirt on the edge of a vineyard. One morning last May, the Lada kids were waiting for the bus when they noticed white clouds billowing out behind a tractor just across the road. They tried to hide inside a cluster of vines at the bus stop.
We were late. We thought that the tractor would get us, but it did.
The tractor was spraying a blend of three pesticides that drenched both kids. The bus driver pulled over to prevent 50 more students from breathing in the fumes and eventually picked up Brian and Nancy.
And then I told the bus driver that I wasn't feeling good, like I was feeling like sick. My head hurt. I wanted to throw up and everything. I was itching.
School officials called an ambulance, and the kids were sent to the hospital. They've recovered from their symptoms, but nearly 6 months later, the Fresno County Agricultural Commissioner is still investigating the case and has yet to find the vineyard owner. That incident is one of four pesticide drift cases involving school buses in Fresno and nearby Madera counties over the last year. The California Department of Pesticide Regulation, DPR, will likely add those bus incidents to a statewide database. But not all the effects of pesticide drift end up getting recorded. So residents living in farming communities where pesticides are sprayed are also keeping track.
Pikachu!
I'm gonna put in paper.
Okay. Pikachu!
There's some kids around playing, just running around, breathing in this dirty air.
23-year-old restaurant worker Luis Medellin and his three younger sisters live in the Tulare County town of Lindsay in a trailer park surrounded by orange trees.
Trees left, right, front, back, as it's like being locked in a room with poison being pumped in through the vents.
Scientists have trained Medellin and other residents here to collect air samples. He's setting up a device called a drift catcher.
A wind meter, it's also a temperature gauge. A tape measure to measure the distance from the drift catcher to the orange groves.
The Pesticide Action Network, based in San Francisco, developed the drift catcher, modeling it on technology used by the State Air Resources Board and DPR. Chemist Carl Tupper trains community residents to change out the test tubes.
You're hearing the pump running, and if you look at the tube, it's filled with these white little beads. It's a resin. The pump is sucking air through those beads, and pesticides and other volatile chemicals in the air get stuck to those beads.
The project is measuring a pesticide called chlorpyrifos. Orange growers use it to keep worms and insects from burrowing into their fruit. The Centers for Disease Control categorizes it as a neurotoxin that can cause headaches and seizures. Until the US EPA banned the chemical for household use, it was a common ingredient in roach killers and flea collars. California farmers still use 1.4 million pounds of it each year. The Drift Catcher Project in Lindsay is unique because it's measuring chlorpyrifos in both air and urine samples. Carl Tupper.
People say, okay, well, so it's in the air, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're being exposed to it. That doesn't mean it's ending up inside your body. So we wanted to make that link in this project.
Residents of Lindsay got the first results from a pilot study 2 years ago. Most of the women whose urine was tested had levels at least double the EPA threshold for pregnant and nursing women. Luis Medellin's urine tested near the limit for men, but he's worried for his little sisters.
We don't pick oranges, we don't pick grapes, or we don't do any kind of field work, but to know that this is affecting my family, you know, it's unfair.
The study can't tell Medellin or the other participants exactly what their individual chlorpyrifos levels might mean for their health, but research shows exposure to relatively low levels in utero may have neurological effects on children. Pesticide regulators have been skeptical about community drift catchers because advocacy groups like the Pesticide Action Network are involved. Tulare County Agricultural Commissioner Gary Kunkel says he has more faith in studies conducted by DPR.
I can tell you that DPR now is contemplating increasing the number of locations at which they do air monitoring for a wide variety of ag chemicals, because you then have scientists making sure that you don't inadvertently inject some sort of bias into your testing.
But scientists at the State Department of Public Health say community monitoring is valuable because it helps them detect pesticide drift more quickly in more locations. They'll evaluate new samples from the Lindsay Project in a state lab. Advocates are hoping to use the results to urge the US EPA to impose a nationwide ban on farmers spraying chlorpyrifos. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
You can hear the first story in this two-part series on our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Thursday, November 5th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org.